We had a good honeymoon, though. That was amazing. Went to Bali on our honeymoon, which was sick, because I can't afford Baltimore. And, like, you guys had name recognition of what that place was. I had no idea, and my wife sold it to me in such a psychotic way. Seriously, I didn't know. It's on the other side of the earth. It's a completely different culture. It was literally 24 hours in the air. And this is how my wife sold it to me. She's like, seriously, just listen. She has a really deep voice. Seriously, just listen. It's gonna be the trip of a lifetime. The weather's incredible, the food is amazing, but just a heads up, the water's like infested with sharks. I'm like, why would you attach that to your sales pitch? Knowing that my biggest fear in the entire world is to be eaten by a shark. It is, which is a weird fear for me to have because I live in Brooklyn. So I'm very rarely in the crosshairs of a shark. Yeah, like I have some city fears. My biggest New York City fear is definitely to be pushed in front of a subway. But I figured out why. It's because I spend the majority of my commute thinking about pushing people in front of a subway. So somebody else has to be thinking it too. And probably have far more ambition than I. Second biggest New York City fear is that a pigeon flies in my mouth and gives me AIDS. Yeah. It's a real fear. I didn't say it was gonna be reasonable. It's what I think about anytime I see one of those wet rats with wings flying towards me. I feel like it's gonna fly into my mouth and I'm gonna rapidly lose weight. But a shark, what a nightmare, right? Not a lot of people share this fear with me, and not a lot of people spend time ruminating over what it would be like to be torn apart by an apex predator. So let me paint a picture for you. If you've never thought about it, being eaten by a shark is like being eaten by a lion. Now add drowning to that. Right? Because at least the lion has a decency to give you one last gasp of God's great air. A shark is eating you alive, pulling you underwater while you also can't breathe. Which one do you even address first? Oh, no, I'm being eaten, but also, Oh, this thing just bit my penis off like a chicken nugget, yet still, I know, which is a tough one for women to relate to. Because you have a clam, that's a different dish. But I figured out why more people don't share this fear with me, and it's because human beings are literally the only animal that are cocky enough to think they know how to take down a shark. Right, how do you stop a shark? What do you do? Yeah, what? Just punch it in the nose. Don't be a baby, just punch it. Just punch this giant monster traveling 55 miles per hour at your mouth agape. Just what? Just punch it right in the... Why don't you punch a Ford Taurus? See how much that slows it down. Right? And all of a sudden, every person is the most precision puncher of all time. Most people have never thrown a punch on dry land. Now you're in the water. This killing machine's natural habitat. Your tooties aren't even touching the floor. This thing is knifing through the waves, mouth open, rows of razor sharp fangs, and you're just like... Right? It's not even a full punch either. It's an under the water, slow motion punch. Like you're dreaming. What do you think that punch is gonna do? You think you're gonna hit the shark, it's gonna turn over and then float to the top of the ocean? Then you just split the waves and Moses walk your way? Thanks. Four of you really like applause, and I appreciate that. I feel it in my heart. This guy especially, thank you. My wife was actually going through her woman week while we were on our honeymoon. No, I don't mind, because I like to get filthy. But she kept going in the water, which I had a huge problem with. Yeah. She's like, what? I'm like, are you kidding? You're literally chumming. Yeah. Get out of here. I'm not following you into the shallows and have a goddamn sand shark bite my kneecap off. You can ride that crimson wave alone, lady.